Blog Talk Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Arisha Sound, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
These actions don't stick, babe, 'cause my words got away. We can't neglect the patience that it's gonna take. I'll swim through your mind, I will control you. Love the destination we'll ride to. This could be so
sick. Very smooth Monday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTL Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Rael. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get her new EP, Solo, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. For those who are just a little bit more adventurous, you can head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, today's artist spotlight, she was once known as PSA. Now she is just simply Archie. Lord have mercy. Her latest EP, 613, featuring hit single, Bad Bitch. Yes, Lord. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio, Archie Queen. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hello, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on this day. Number one, thank you for taking the time to join us. I know you've been dealing with some things, but you made it here. Glad to have you. And congratulations on your latest CP. And I gotta ask
you,
we dropped the PSA and now we're just seeing Archie.
Yes. Yeah, that is a really common question I get. You want to know why I changed it?
Well, I have a general idea, but you know, I've been wrong before. It won't be the first time. It definitely will not be the last. But please tell our listeners, why did you make the change?
Yeah, I made the change. When I first started out, I hadn't really intended on performing. I ended up doing this show as a favor to one of my good friends. And I didn't have a name yet at the time, so she gave me this nickname, PSA, which was for pop star Archie. It was this alter ego she had created for me. And I started performing with it at that set, and it kind of took off, and my song got picked up on radio from that show, and I was just kind of stuck with that name. But after my last project, I really wanted to go forward with something that felt a little more real and originated from me, so I took a little bit of time and then switched it just to Archie.
Well, you know what, I've had an opportunity to listen to the EP, and I know Bad Bitch has been getting a lot of, as far as airplay and a lot of notoriety, but the one that really caught me was I'm Yours. And the reason why I say that, because I'm a stickler for lyrics, and most importantly to me on that particular song, I got an opportunity hear your vocal prowess. But I wanted to ask you, what do you find it was the most interesting part of making the EP 613?
Interesting part. I would say working with a new engineer, it kind of opened up things for me and what I could do vocally, and it helped me be a little bit more creative to have an engineer who also had really strong skills and who pushed me a little bit to try new things. That was probably the most interesting aspect of it.
You know, I was thinking, you know what, after I got to listening to the EP, and I've always had a fondness for artists, male or female, that attempt to push the boundaries, living outside the box, not having labels pushed upon them. And I get the vibe from this last EP, the current EP, is that it seems to me that's where you're at right now, that you're really ready to push the boundaries and go beyond quote quote, what they consider normalcy. Now, for you, what exactly are you looking? What are you reaching for? As far as what do you feel you need to improve on as far as your songwriting or as a production aspect of being an artist? There's so many things, but what do you feel, what are the key essential parts that you need to improve on to become a better artist?
Yeah, the key things I want to improve on to become a better artist would be vocally. I want to be much stronger than I am currently, and music theory. I used to play trumpet and the electric organ when I was younger, and I've lost all of that, and I think that does hamper my songwriting, or it limits it, as well as my voice. It can definitely, you know, work, but it can't do all the things I want it to do, and I think that limits my songwriting as well.
Well, as they say, practice makes perfect, and you're on this journey right now. You have time. But the thing, but the part,
sorry. Oh, my
that,
goodness. Sorry for that loud noise. I live, like, in the heart of the city. It's so noisy here.
Wait, as long as you're okay and you're safe, that's all that matters. We got you. You're safe and sound, my love. So everything's cool. Everything's cool. Well, those who are not familiar... For those who are not familiar with you, can you give the listeners out there just a little tidbit, a little bit more insight on who Archie is as far as your background? Who were some of your influential artists that really inspired you to become an artist and get in this business?
Yeah. Well, I live in Seattle, Washington. I'm an artist out here, and I consider myself skilled but not necessarily naturally talented. I had to put a lot of effort into vocals. I took, you know, I didn't really come from a musical family. I don't have a very strong musical background. So I had to take a lot of vocal lessons. I invested probably 3 years at this point, just to get to where I am now. And I'm just always improving. I've always wanted to be a performer. I was really influenced in my younger years by Janet and Michael Jackson, obviously by Beyonce. Anyone who says they weren't is lying. and by Freddie Mercury from Queen. Those people all really, I love the idea of performing. That's what I love so much about music, is the performance aspect, just to use your body as a vessel for this sound and this movement. And yeah, that's who I am.
Well, for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. The Teddy Bear does begin. We're being joined, of course, by the very talented Archie and our new EP, of course, 613 or 613. And I wanted to ask you, right now we're going through this pandemic, and it's given everyone an opportunity to do a lot of self reflection, to kind of look within inside of ourselves. And for you, what are some of the things or some of the goals that you have set for yourself for the rest of this year, what's left of it, or going into 2021?
Yeah, I think my goals right now, they look so different than they did, you know, 6 months ago. Before, they were really metric-based, wanting to, you know, have this many streams and this much per show and this much in attendance. And I feel like so much of that has been stripped away, and we've been able to get back to what's real and what matters. And my goals for this year are really just to connect, to feel deeply connected to people who are listening to my music, to build community with those people, and to just kind of create something bigger than myself with it.
Now, this industry, we call it music, it's a business before anything else, and you are a brand. How have you had an opportunity to sit back and say, this is where I want my brand to eventually be? I mean, we look at movies, we look at television, we look at fashion. What are some of the things that you would like to do? Or maybe as far as the production aspect, do you see yourself eventually starting your own label and getting artists? Mm-hmm. What would you like to do within the next 5 years?
Something I would really love to do, I would love to do something in fashion. I've always loved it and gravitated for it. My mom taught me to sew when I was a very small child, so I've been sewing like my whole life. I do have a really strong passion for it. I also really admire No Name, how she started her bookstore and her book club, where she really gets to kind of push ideas and concepts that are important to her and that have broader impact on society as a whole. So that's something else I'd be really interested into doing, is helping give people space to talk about futures they want to see collectively. I think that would be really awesome. So brand-wise, I guess you'd say I'd really like to go into fashion in some capacity, and also into something that relates to a collective well-being. I'm not sure quite what that looks like yet, though.
No. Well, from my staff, they had an opportunity to show me some of the things that were taking place as far as photos and everything of your Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. I said, she's definitely on fashion. She loves the camera. And the camera definitely loves you. So I said, okay, I see where we're at right now. Music can be so commanding, especially when you give your all as far as being an artist or becoming an artist. How have you managed to kind of keep your sanity, or should I say balance both your career and also still have somewhat of your own personal life, that freedom where you're able to sit up and just be yourself?
Yeah, it can definitely be challenging. But I make a really strong effort to leave the city and leave reception, like leave areas where I'll have reception every single month. I have to do that for my well-being, or I'll just get so wrapped up in how I'm being perceived and wrapped up in what I have to do next and what the next goal is and what the next this is. And so I personally spend a lot of time outdoors camping. I like to camp by myself, and it's really important to me to get that solo time, and that helps me balance it. Because when I'm in the city, it's like work, 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 work. I can't really turn it off.
Well, I can definitely relate to that. What are some of the things as far as the perceptions of you that are really not true, that people think one way and say, I'm so far away from that, you have no idea?
Yeah, it's very interesting. People often think I'm quite extroverted, or will be a very fun person to like party with or hang out with, and that just, it just couldn't be farther from the truth. I'm a performer, so when I'm around people, I am performing. I am doing something that I do not do when I'm alone, and I am not extroverted. I prefer to spend like 90% of my time completely by myself if possible. So that's a really draining perception to keep up with, because I don't want to, you know, when people come to my shows and they want to hang out or talk and stuff, I don't want to disappoint them, because I do love them and I cherish those interactions, but I have an extremely small bandwidth for human interaction. So,
that kind of Marlena Dietrich, I want to be left alone type of vibe.
Very much so.
I can understand. I can definitely understand. But to all the many listeners out there, we are streaming live via iHeartRadio and also Spotify. And while you're out there, let your fingers do the walking. Be sure to pick up the EP. Of course, you can always head over to archietheshycon.bandcamp.com. You can purchase some merchandise, but more importantly, make sure you pick up that EP. Now, Bad Bitch, Lord have mercy. Tell the listeners out there about that that single from the EP, of course, 613.
Yeah. That is probably one of my favorite songs I've ever made. I write my songs as freestyles, and they usually come really quickly. And if they don't, then I just abandon it and go to a new song. But this one just, it was resonating so hard with me, and that hook, I've been a bad bitch all my life, was just playing over and over in my head. And so I stuck with it, and it pushed me to kind of confess these feelings I've been having about myself, these feelings of inferiority and of maybe just having something fundamentally wrong with me, and all of the times I've let people's comments get to me and dig at me and sort of tamp down my inner flame, and just having that realization of no one's going to tell me when I've arrived the person I want to be, and I just have to decide that for myself. And that song is a reflection of that realization. And when I was writing it, I was walking around the park by my house, just kind of going over it in my head. And as soon as I finished the lyrics, some total stranger just walked up to me and gave me a high five, and it just felt like such a good omen.
I love. As long as you're ready to own it, the teddy bear has nothing but love and respect for you. So let's get it in. Of course, out of the four-track Kaleidoscope Soothing Music, yes, Lord, from the incredibly talented RJ EP 613 with Bad Bitch, here in the zone of LTO.
Listeners are really vibing with my music.
I mean, it honestly feels incredible. Like I said, you know, I'm pretty introverted, and I think a human need is to feel seen and to feel like people understand you and to feel like you can relate to other people. And music has been just the best risk I ever took in trying to get that need met. And I am just so grateful for it. And it does push me to dig deeper and to not hold these things inside any longer and to, you know, put them out in my music.
It almost comes across as a sense of therapy, your muse. I can definitely relate to it. As I said, a lot of people, you know, that I know that are introverted may find different ways to go about expressing oneself through their music, through a form of art, through cooking, you name it. They find their own ways of doing it. Music, you have provided us with a couple of slices of cheesecake. So what can we expect musically from Archie next year?
Ooh, it's exciting. I have at least a backlog of like 10 already done songs I need to record and release. And, you know, some of them I made a really long time ago and I just sat on because they felt, you know, when you're first starting out, you don't really know what to do. And they felt like, oh, maybe this isn't on brand with where I want to go. But I'm just releasing the songs that I love the most this year, and I just can't wait. Some of them are very different than what I have put out so far. They are still pop, but have a little bit less polished of a feel to them. And then some are like straight up pop power ballads. I mean, it's just a really exciting, more high energy sound that I have coming out. And then some true ballads also coming out.
So, wanted to ask, sooner or later, hopefully much sooner than later, you may have a major label approach you and they want to sign you.
Yeah.
Now, when that takes place, what are some of the things that you're willing to do or some of the things you are not willing to do in as far as ordering a sign to a major label?
Things I'm willing to do, I am super willing to work with other writers. That would be excellent. I'm not particularly willing to say or do things that fundamentally just do not resonate with me. I don't want to end up in 5 years and feel like I've pretended to be this person I can't even relate to at all and kind of pigeonhole myself into that. But as far as, you know, working with various artists, working with writers, maybe making songs that feel a little bit out of my comfort zone, I'm still happy to experiment and try new things because ultimately that helps me grow as a musician myself. So I am pretty flexible. I don't really know what to expect from a label, so it's hard to imagine what they would even want me to do.
Well, what I will say, and I've told a half dozen or more independent artists, the great thing about being an indie artist is that you have complete creative control of your art form.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when you get into a major label, they try to turn you into something that you're completely not. It doesn't truly represent who you are as an artist, as a person. And I see a lot of talent from you. And you haven't even begun to scratch the surface of what you can accomplish if you just stay on your grind and remain true. Oh, my pleasure, my queen. As long as you stay on your grind and remain true to who you are, I see a lot of success. But fans, listeners, hey, you need to get out there. Get the EP, okay? Be sure you can also purchase it on Spotify as well. If Archie could get in a time machine and go back 3 years ago, what were some things that you would say that at Archie back then that you can get her prepared for her future? Better insight.
I would say just stop waiting until things are perfect and just do it. Stop waiting so long. Stop trying to make it seem like you've already arrived and just start dropping things, sorry.
No. Hey, That's what I like. See, that's the truth.
Yeah, I would say just stop waiting to seem polished. Stop waiting to seem like you're, you know, something you're not, and just start doing it.
Lord,
I would play her bad bitch is what I would
there
do.
There you go. Well, my love, when this pandemic is over and you get out there and perform, start performing again, you have an open invitation to come to Houston. We would love to have you perform here in the studio. And
awesome.
When, oh, no problem. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. And much continued success and live the moniker and remain true to who you are, Lord and Mercy, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
My pleasure, my queen. Stay safe. A very talented Archie, his own L-O-T-O video. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity on this ride. Blueprint Music. Let's get off to some more Archie recording the 613P with I'm Yours here in the zone of L-O-T-O video.
Upon a time we were happy. I didn't imagine that. I know we weren't. We were, and I know that baby, you and me can get it back if you could find a way to understand what I need. 'Cause I'm looking at a face I don't recognize, staring at some eyes that don't see me, and I'm trying to find a way to make you realize. Boring, something I can be. Take me up, baby, take me to the moon. Love me when you hold me like you know just what to do. Tell me that I'm pretty even when I'm looking great. Make me feel special every second, every day that you tell me I'm
Walk on with the time here in the comfort zone.
of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Bye. television.
On Instagram at instagram.com/
Apache, the Shy Con. Lord have mercy. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and riding with the teddy bear, form of escapism. Yeah, on a Monday. Lord have mercy. I want everyone to take care of themselves, be good to one another, pick up the phone. People we haven't spoken to in a while, reach out, be like, GT, bring some great things to life, turn that frown upside down. We will give this, and we're going to close it with the latest from Rael, from her EP Solo with Cinderella, in the zone of LTO Radio.
Solo clap and wait, you know your love's dry. I think it's a flop. How could you not give it your all in? I wanted us to win. Now it's 10:30. My time is wearing thin. You ain't gotta worry, no. Got my cash ready for me, yeah. Got me running, running, running. Hurry up if you're coming. I think you got the antidote, but you don't show it. How could you not give it your all in? I wanted us to win. Now it's 10:30. My time is wearing thin. You ain't gotta worry, no. Got my carriage ready for me, yeah. Got me running, running, running. Hurry up if you're coming.
Love behind.